now let me talk to you a little real quick here about how you then coach someone. Okay, so let's suppose that, you know, I'm talking with Kristen, and Kristen filled out the tracker, and I'm looking at her numbers, and I'm just going to make these up, by the way. But I'm not making them up from an arbitrary. I'm making them up from what I have experienced many, 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 many times. Okay? So let's suppose that I get Kristen the first time that I look at it, and she's checked off her goals. Okay? And so for five straight days, she's done her goals. And she has a training every once in a while in that time period, but she doesn't have any other activity. She's done absolutely no outbound promotions. Okay? So how would I coach somebody like that? Well, I call them up, and I say, hey, Kristen, I was looking at your pocket tracker, or if I'm sitting with her, I would just basically look at it and say, all right, very good. I can kind of get the picture of what's going on. Okay, if a person isn't engaging in the business, okay, it is for two reasons. I mean, obviously, if the person just had a baby or something like that, right? You know, don't lose perspective, right? But let's suppose that everything's all systems are normal. Not that she's, you know, there's a lot of times people will say they're really, really busy. I got this going on. I got that going on. But if that goes on more than 2 weeks, then it's time to kind of like really get in there and say, all right, so Kristen, the main reason you wanted to do that was to be with your baby girl. And so I want to help you be and spend more time with your baby girl, because if we don't figure this thing out, you know, your little girl is going to be, 12 years old, and she's going to be asking to wear makeup and everything, and you're going to be going, what? What happened? And so let's get this thing handled right away. Looking at your tracker, what I can tell is going on here is that you're either not sure of what you should be doing, or you don't know how to do it, or helping you be with your daughter is not driving you. One of those three things is going to be going on. And this is where I get into a conversation with her, and I find out, you know, what is it? So would you know what to do? Okay, so those activities there about, you know, postcards and things like that, do you know what's going on there? Would you know how to do it? Walk me through how you would do it if you were going to do it. Walk me through calling somebody and leaving them a message. Walk me through how to dial the phone and call somebody and invite them. Okay, so we're going to role play. Whatever she can't do, she can't do. In other words, whatever she starts fidgeting on and wanting to get out of is what she can't do. And this is not a point of trying to, you know, criticize her. Not at all, because the main thing that you're wanting to accomplish here is to figure out what she can't do. It's the whole thing. And right now, she can't do any of it. And most often, and this is one of those lessons learned, most often it has to do with a person is uncomfortable about picking up the phone and dialing it because they're unsure of what to say. Even if you've given them word-for-word scripts, they don't feel comfortable with the scripts. Or they don't feel comfortable with network marketing, period. Right? They're afraid of reputation. They're afraid of something like that. And here's the way I've just got to put it to you, straight and honest. If you don't solve it now, you never will. It'll never solve. Okay? And so whether you have to take the person and fly them into Washington, D.C. and go to the Federal Trade Commission and prove that it's legal, if you have to, you know, pull up the legal documents that validate that it's legal, whatever it is, either you do it with the person or they're going to vanish. Because it doesn't solve doing nothing. Doing nothing rarely solves the problem. All right. So let's suppose that I get Kristen's pocket tracker, and I look down through there, and I see that she's been dialing the phone, okay? And she's dialed the phone 20 times, And then I look down a little bit lower. The next item down is how many of those dials resulted in a connect, meaning how many people answered the phone. And I look at it and I say, I see that there's none. And I look back, and a day earlier she had the same thing, and a day earlier she had the same thing. And I say, oh, okay. So, Kristen, where are you getting your numbers from? And she says, well, I bought a set of leads off of a company on the Internet, and I've just not been able to reach any of them. In other words, no one ever answers the phone. And I say, okay, well, let me take a look at those leads. Let me see where you got them from and how old they are. Okay, because sometimes these lead companies, they sell very old leads. And so, in other words, what I'm trying to say to you is that if something isn't working, there's a cause that it's not working. And you, as a coach, have to have the ability to zero in on what part of it isn't working. Because to that new person that you have, the whole thing doesn't work. But you have to zero in and find out what specific part of it and why it isn't working. Okay, so I zero in and I locate and figure out, hey, you know what? The leads she's buying aren't any good. Obviously so. She's dialed 60 calls and she's connected with no one. Okay, so let's try another lead source. Okay, so that would be a possible solution. You try another lead source and it fixes the problem. She dials 20 and she connects with 6. Oh, okay, so at least we're now connecting with some of them. You get the idea. That's the way that you would use Pocket Tracker to surface what is actually blocking them from success. Okay, so let's go to the next level. Let's say that she dials the phone 20 times, she connects with 10 people, and she gets no appointments. All right, so if that's her first time calling, okay. Not a big deal. Very good. Congratulations. Well done. Keep it up. If this persists through about 60 calls, then I would have to say, you know what? I want us to role play. I want us to figure, you just pretend that I'm a prospect, and I'm going to do my very best to not antagonize you or anything, but I'm just going to talk to you normal. And let me see what you're saying on the phone. That would be the first step. If you can, ask to be on a three-way call. You know, if you've got some leads, say, hey, you know what? I have some leads. Why don't I give you the numbers and the name and what they say? You call them, and I will be on the phone while you call them. What I don't recommend you do is do warm market that way. All right. So if Kristen's going to call her father-in-law, I don't want to be on that phone call. Okay? That's private, and her father-in-law could get very angry to find out that I'm on the phone. There's personal issues that go on, personal conversations that occur that you just absolutely do not want to be on the phone. And so I don't do it with warm market. I will do it with leads because typically that person is a stranger to you anyway, to both of you. Okay, so if you can be on the phone to listen to what's going on, great. And if you need a model, use the calls that are on Professional Inviter, those live calls, because that's kind of a model that you can use. Why is it a model? Because you hear that it works. Okay, that would be the way that you would know how to model something is one that already works. Okay, so that's why I recommend that you model it off of that, because unless you've got some, you know, successful calls from your upline and things like that that you're able to listen to and hear all of it, then that's what I would recommend.